Let us turn in God's Word to the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 14, reading from the verse 10 down to the verse 18. And on the eighth day he shall take two he lambs without blemish, and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. And the priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean, and those things before the Lord, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall take one he lamb and offer him for a trespass offering, and 1 log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest's, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. The priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil with his finger 7 times before the Lord. And of the rest of the oil that is in his hand shall the priest put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering. And the remnant of the oil that is in the priest's hand he shall pour upon the head of him that is to be cleansed. The priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord. The blood and the oil. In the second stage of the ceremony of the cleansing of the leper, the newly healed leper is thus presented before the Lord. And he is accepted. He's accepted on the grounds of the offerings which he is bringing, and which are offered that day on his behalf. Accepted. Even though a leper, accepted just as any worshipper who comes by the offering and through the priest is accepted. He is accepted likewise. Now, unusually, the leper, he has to bring 4 offerings. The burnt, the sin, the trespass, and the meat or the grain offering. The only one that he doesn't have to bring is the peace offering, which is a voluntary offering anyway, and he probably did bring it voluntarily. Now, the amount of offerings show how grave his situation had been. They show how terribly and fearfully unclean he is in himself, a leper. He had been the chief of unclean sinners. He had been that man in chapter 13 that had the plague in him. It was in him. And his clothes, he had to rend his clothes. His head had to be laid bare because he was open. He was exposed to death and to judgment in those symbols. And so he was one in the misery of uncleanness. And he's having to daily mourn his uncleanness, had to announce it every day. An unclean man, unclean, unclean. Every day he's a defiled man. Every day he's outside of the fellowship. Every day he's far off. What a dark dreadful, despairing state the leper finds himself in. Can such a one be restored? Can such a one be brought into the fellowship again? Can the grace of God reach such a sinner? Can such a man obtain mercy and enter into God's service and become a servant of the Lord? Can such a man be saved? As Charles Wesley asked, depth of mercy, can there be mercy still reserved for me? Can my God his wrath forbear, me, the chief of sinners, spur? And the answer is, indeed he can. And God's mercy is that deep. And this ceremony is the proof of that. This is the picture providing the evidence that God can make the vilest clean. And not only make him clean, but make him his own dear servant to live and to work for his glory. The unclean man in whom God works obtains mercy. And that's pictured in this poor leper. God's grace has reached him, and now it is being pictured here, his reconciliation with God and his entrance into the service of the Lord. The poet put it, "Oh, teach me what it meaneth, for I am full of sin, and grace alone can reach me, and love alone can win. Oh, teach me, for I need thee. I have no help beside the chief of all the sinners for whom the Savior died." And so this man who's standing here today in the ceremony is the chief of sinners. There he is standing in the court, and he has obtained mercy. He obtained it in his body, but he also wants it in his soul. He doesn't just want the disease to go. He wants the sin to be dealt with. He wants to be right with God. He wants to be in the service of the Lord. He wants to serve the Savior. He wants to know that he can come back into the fellowship and that he will be put into the family once more. He wants to know this. This is the servant, the ceremony that gives him that assurance. Saul of Tarsus must in some way have felt like the leper. You remember he calls himself the chief of sinners. And when he calls himself the chief of sinners, I think there is in that expression a hint of the leper experience. He felt like a leper. Felt like this man. He had corrupt breath, you remember. And he didn't cover his upper lip either. You remember how it says in the Bible, Saul breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. He's breathing out this corruption. He's breathing out this plague that is in his heart. He's not smiting his breast. He's not saying, "Unclean, unclean." No, he's not covering his lip, but he's breathing it all out. That's the kind of leper he was. He himself says that he was a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. He says, "I'm the least of the apostles. I'm not even fit to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God." He is in all of this saying, I was the leper. And you remember how the early church looked upon him. They looked upon him as a kind of leper. They were not quick to receive him at all into the fellowship. They didn't want to go near him, and they didn't want him to be near them, lest they be contaminated and endangered. Lord, I've heard many of this man, how much evil he hath done. He's a leper, Lord. But what happened? I obtained mercy. Bless God. Oh, we're so glad Paul obtained mercy. And we have all his wonderful epistles and his powerful example. The less than the least of all the saints of God, he says, but I've been given this grace, that I should preach Christ. Like the leper, obtained mercy and brought into the service. He has experienced the blood and the oil. And oh, unconverted, uncleansed sinner, there is hope for you in the gospel. There is a way back. A way back to God, a way back to the fellowship. This is what you can have in Jesus Christ. Through true faith and true repentance, if you come humbly to his door, will you not do that, sinner? Will you not make your way to Christ, the cleanser? The Savior. I think at this point I should perhaps also say a word to backsliders. I suppose in many ways the leper pictures the backslider in life. Now, of course, the backslider in heart also exists, who can conceal it and still seems to look fine and look okay, and to all outward appearances is clean. He's still at the meetings, still comes to the Lord's table, may even be active in aspects of God's service, and the plague of leprous backsliding has not broken the surface. The backslider in heart. But there are backsliders, and the leprosy has broken out, and they've had to leave the church. They don't come to the Lord's table. They know they can't come to the Lord's table. They don't wish to come to the Lord's table because the leprosy has broken out. They're backslidden. And if they tried to come to the Lord's table, the session would have to stop them. Everyone knows that they have backslidden. They're living in open sin. And, well, that's it. They have to be dealt with if they think that they can continue on in communion at the Lord's table. And sometimes even backsliders have to be excommunicated eventually after warnings, have to be put away. And so the leper, in a kind of a way, pictures the backslider, the open backslider, the one who's gone away from the Lord and into the world and into sin. And such a backslider, his participation in the fellowship cannot be tolerated. And it can't be tolerated because, you see, sin contaminates. It spreads. And people will catch the spiritual leprosy. You know what the Bible says? One sinner destroyeth much good. The apostle, he directed about ones who were living in uncleanness, that had to be put away from among you, that you were to purge out the old leaven, that you might be a new lump, and you're to put away from among yourselves that wicked person. And so the backslider who has gone into a situation where now he is living in open sin has to be made to feel that he is a leper. and there is hope for the backslider. This being put away is done in love, in obedience to the Lord, and in safety for the fellowship. But can the backslider be reached? Can the backslider be restored? Yes. And again, this chapter proves that. And what did the psalmist David say? He restoreth my soul. He fixes things that I've broken. The Lord can work in you, backslider. The Lord can bring you back. You also can obtain mercy and be readmitted into God's service and back into the fellowship and back into the work of God. You can obtain mercy again. And this is what this ceremony shows. So it's good news for the vilest sinners, for the chief of sinners, and it's good news for the chief of backsliders. The Lord is merciful to all, we know, but his mercy is great towards great sinners. And so those who feel themselves to be great in sin need not despair, because his mercy is higher than the heavens. And so this leper here, he receives something special as a token of the great mercy of God that he receives. He gets special comfort. He gets something that the ordinary worshippers don't get. You see that especially in the verses 14 to 18. The priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, upon the thumb of the right hand, upon the great toe of his right foot. And then the oil. The priest has this vessel of oil and he pours it into the palm of his hand, his left hand. And what does the priest do? He dips his right finger in that oil in his left hand and he sprinkles it before the Lord 7 times. And then the rest of the oil that's in his hand, he comes back again to the leper and he puts upon the tip of his right ear where the blood had been. He puts the oil there and upon the thumb of his right hand and upon the great toe of his right foot, right on top of the blood of the trespass offering that had just a few moments before been applied there. And then all the oil that's left in his hand, what does the priest do with that? He pours it upon the leper's head that is to be cleansed. So this leper is receiving something special. He's receiving special comfort. He was a chief of sinners, but he's receiving great mercy. He's receiving something that the ordinary worshippers didn't experience. He's made to feel the blood personally. He's made to feel the oil personally. This is a great privilege. And this is done for his comfort, for his assurance. And you who are the chief of sinners, through Christ's grace, you can have great comfort. And you who have been a sore and grievous backslider, you through Christ's grace can have great restoration and great comfort renewed. Now, something similar to this has been witnessed before. The priests, the people, the plague-ridden lepers, they all know this. And knowing that something like this has happened before and that they, the lepers, should receive this now themselves, that must make a deep impression on those healed lepers whenever they experience this. You see, before the priests were admitted to service, they experienced the blood and the oil. And you see that in Luke, in Leviticus chapter 8 and the verses 22 to 24. That he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and he slew it. And Moses took of the blood of it and put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear, upon the thumb of his right hand, upon the great toe of his right foot. And he brought Aaron's sons, and Moses put of the blood upon the tip of their right ear, upon the thumbs of their right hand, upon the great toes of their right feet. And Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. And they could serve the Lord now. They could minister in the sanctuary now. So this is the ceremony they had experienced. And here are the lepers, the most unclean in society. And if they are healed by the grace of God, they get similar tokens. They get almost identical treatment. They also get the blood upon those various parts. Now the blood speaks of cleansing, of forgiveness. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And it says there in our text, in Leviticus 14, the verse 14, the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed. He's to be cleansed, and the blood is put upon these parts. So there is the cleansing blood. The oil speaks of sanctification and service. It comes afterwards. The oil speaks of the internal work that the Holy Spirit is doing in that man and will do. The renovation, the change within. The Lord gives both, the blood and the oil, and both are necessary. If you get the blood, you get the oil. And the order is right, too, because the blood before the oil, the blood under the oil over the blood, and the oil upon the blood. The oil is that which is seen as permeating into the flesh, getting beneath. You know, we put oil on sprains and muscle pains. Oil in the Bible is for healing. And so it is pictured as going within, permeating within. And God, when he works in a leper, he has to work deep. He has to go within. And God does that. The man God is going to put the blood on is a man who's going to have deep heart work done in him by the Holy Spirit. Both are needed. We need the work of the Holy Spirit, and we need the application of the blood. We need a true spirit work. You remember the 10 virgins, they all had lamps. Therefore, they all professed. They were all identified and had the appearance of virgins. They looked the part, but not all had oil. There were foolish ones who did not have the oil, who did not see to it that they got the oil. They did not get the reality. They lacked the grace. They lacked the oil. They lacked grace. They had not the Spirit. They were not born again. The healed leper is comforted to know that he has both. He has the blood and he has the Spirit. He has the justification. He has also the regeneration and the sanctification. And having both, and the Spirit and oil in his life, he can enter now into God's service. And he can serve the Lord with gladness. That's what this is about. That's what you can have, sinner, in Jesus Christ through his grace. And so he serves and is allowed to serve the Lord with gladness because of this. Like that 10th leper. You remember the 10 lepers. All were healed of the leprosy. the disease went. But you know, only one was truly saved. Only one got heartwork. Only one had the true turning. He turned again and he went back to Christ. His heart was touched. And his feet were under a new impulse now that the other nine were strangers to. The impulse to go back to Christ. He was one who was fully restored in the Savior's grace. He had evidence of the oil work. He had a thankful heart. He had a new song put in his mouth, even praise to God. And so he returned to give God praise and thanks. And the Lord, in asking the question, where are the nine? Recognized the grace in his life. That grace which he had brought to him that made that Samaritan one who runs to Christ to praise God. As the psalmist, O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Great is thy mercy toward me. Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. This is what the Lord Jesus does to the believing sinner. This is what the Lord Jesus does to the returning backslider. Now notice how the blood and oil are distributed to the various parts of the body. There is, in actual fact, a sevenfold operation taking place. A perfect work of grace. The sevens have to be noted in this ceremony. This is what Christ gives to true believers. Now notice the seven. He has already obtained the sevenfold sprinkling on the first day. In verse 7 we read there, he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times. And shall pronounce him clean. And then we read that the oil is consecrated before the Lord seven times. Verse 16, the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in the left hand and shall sprinkle of the oil with his finger seven times before the Lord. And there is a sevenfold operation taking place on the leper. Because, first of all, the blood is put upon the right ear. Then it's put upon the thumb of the right hand. Then it's put upon the great toe of the right foot. That's three things. And then the oil. It's put upon the right ear as well. It's put upon the thumb as also, and upon the great toe of the right foot. That's six. And then last of all, the climax. The oil, the remaining oil, is poured out upon his head, anointed with the oil of gladness above his fellows. This leper. The ordinary worshippers never got this. But this leper, oh, the marvelous, matchless grace of God to sinners. And so the oil is heaped upon him in grace. This is what you have in Christ. This is promised to you, though a sinner. But in coming to Christ, there is cleansing. There is forgiveness. There is grace. There is redemption. There is sanctification. This is the gospel, men and women. This is good news. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. cleansing for you. Cleansing for you. Through Christ, sinner, there is cleansing for you. You who have come to Christ, you who have laid yourself at his feet and said, against thee only have I sinned. You who have prayed, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. This is what you have in grace. The ear, the thumb, and the toe. The ear speaks of a man's hearing. What goes into the ear? The hearing. All goes into that gate. The thumb, an important finger in working with the hand. How important the right thumb is. A right-handed man knows who loses that thumb. It speaks of a man's doing, being able to do well. Being able to handle things right, being able to do right. And the great toe, vital in walking carefully, in walking properly. And so the great toe, it speaks of a man's upright walk, his walk. In all these areas, the sinner is so depraved. He needs cleansed in all these areas. The gate into his mind has been defiled. Oh, so much has entered in. And the sinner needs cleansed from what he has heard. He needs to be cleansed from what he has listened to with sinful delight. And then his vile deeds, his vile works of his hands, and then his unclean, crooked, and wretched walk. Where he has walked and how he has walked. Oh, the sinner needs cleansed in all of these areas. And in coming to Christ, now you're clean. Forgiven. Bless God, forgiven. What those hands have done, forgiven. What those feet have done. Where those feet have taken you to, forgiven. But that's not all. Now serve God in those parts and in those areas. And so the oil goes on the same places. Walk in newness of life now. Your members, which before you had yielded as instruments of unrighteousness, now having been cleansed, yield them unto God. And the oil is upon you to enable you to do that. As those that are alive from the dead, those instruments now are to be instruments of righteousness unto God. And so you've yielded them to uncleanness, unto iniquity. You yielded them to multiplicity of uncleanness. Now yield them as those members of your body, and yield them as servants to righteousness. And so the abased leper, healed, wants to serve God. Can he? Yes. As he's given those parts to the blood, so he also gives those parts to the oil. He wants to serve God. He says, my ear needs cleansed, my hands need cleansed, my feet need cleansed, my life needs cleansed, my walk needs cleansed. But now I give my ear to the Lord. Now I give my hands to God. Now I give my feet to his ways and to go in his paths. I give my ear to the Holy Spirit to give me the grace to walk in the newness of life. And so through the Spirit's grace, he shall hear good things now. And this is what happens to a sinner. who's born again. He wants to hear good things now, clean things. The Spirit teaches him how to hear. And so he hears the word of God. He hears the ways of the Lord revealed in Scripture. He hears that voice now saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. He listens to the Lord. He listens to the cry of the poor and needy. Leper, you are one now. This is what this leper is being told in this ceremony. Leper, you can work and walk now among the saints. You can, as it were, tread in God's house now. You can walk to the table now. You can come to the communion service now. You can handle the emblems now. You can touch and feel and hear Christ now. You are enabled now through grace. The Spirit helpeth your infirmities. The Spirit is in your life now. Bless God. Now the remainder of the oil goes upon the head. Child of God, you have the Spirit. He's upon you. You have been baptized into the one Spirit. As the psalmist said, thou anointest my head with oil. You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. The anointing which you have received abides in you. The same anointing teacheth you his word. And even as he hath taught you, so you should abide in him. You're anointed with the oil of gladness, child of God. You are a Christian now. You are a Christian bearing his name, having the same Spirit. And so serve the Lord. And don't let the past sins hamper you. You are cleansed and the Spirit helpeth you. And so serve Christ and serve as Christ. How did Christ serve? He served in the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he said. I've been anointed to preach, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. He served in the Spirit. The Spirit enabled him for the service of God. That's what the leper is being told. You can serve. The Spirit enables you to serve. And so rejoice, child of God. Don't let the wicked throw up your past sins. Don't let the devil drag them before you to handicap you. Don't let sinners or saints throwing up your past sins discourage you. Leper, you are forgiven. You are clean. You are anointed. Serve your Savior. Serve him with all your heart. Present your body a living sacrifice and serve him. Serve him with the oil of gladness. Serve him with joyfulness. Come before his presence with singing and be like that tenth leper that we mentioned. Not only did he have the misfortune to have been a leper, he was also a Samaritan. Ah, but the Savior loved him and he glorified his Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, child of God. But he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Great God of wonders, all thy ways are matchless, godlike and divine. But the fair glories of thy grace above thine other wonders shine. Such deep transgressions to forgive, such guilty sinners thus to spur. This is thy grand prerogative. And in this honor none shall share. and wander lost with trembling joy, we take the pardon of our God. Pardon for crimes of deepest dye, a pardon bought with Jesus' blood. Oh, may this glorious, matchless love, this God-like miracle of grace, teach mortal tongues like those above to raise this song of lofty praise. Who is a pardoning God like thee? Or who has grace so rich and free? And this chapter pictures that rich, matchless grace. And to that matchless Redeemer, so rich in grace, be glory evermore. Amen.